Hi, I'm Henry Ryan Guy, and we're asking the question today, why call it a soul center? So we have the Christian Leaders Alliance, the credentialing organization that credentials you locally, and you as a local credentialed leader, minister, officiant, life coach minister, coaching minister, maybe you are ministering in a church, maybe you have a house church, maybe you are a church planter. Why do we categorize it as a soul center, and why do we call it soul centers? And we're going to talk about that today. So, first of all, why soul centers? Well, because human souls belong to God and only find peace and life transformation reconciled to God. A soul center connects humans to reconciliation with God. So, first of all, it brings up this topic of the soul. Every human is a living soul, and human souls thrive in connecting to God. Now, soul center is also something very practical, and I'm happy that we can claim this word back and take it away from like the New Age thinking or in social sciences, they're not even using the word soul anymore. But most people understand the word soul and it will connect to them because they understand that they have a soul. They may not know what it means, but they understand that there's something about the soul that's sacred. There's a creation of the soul. Christianity teaches that God created humans as living souls. Genesis 2, verse 7, Yahweh God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, humans know there's a problem. Look at our world. Look at our lives. Those living souls are made to be connected to God. They belong to God. The human soul fell into sin, as we read in Genesis chapter 3. The result of this fall into sin was spiritual and physical death. And I love how it's put in Ezekiel 18, "For every living soul belongs to me," says God. "The Father as well as the Son, both alike belong to me. The soul who sins is the one who will die." This sets up the problem. God created humans. We, his creation, belong to him. But humans chose their own way. This is a common experience in every community of the world. And humans, in their sin, separated themselves from God, and that is death. Spiritual death at its core is separation. Many great theologians have talked about that the essence of hell is choosing to not be with God for all eternity, and then the judgment of separation from God for those who do not follow the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. So soul is a key understanding that people just intuitively think about without even thinking about it intentionally. There's something when someone goes to bed at night, there's a consciousness there in their spirit. There is a concern. Even children at young ages will ask, "What happens when I die?" So there is a consciousness of soul. And the Bible has a lot to say about soul. The Bible has a lot to say about redemption, about how Jesus Christ renews the soul, the body, the spirit, the mind, the emotions, all of those things, the healing power of the Holy Spirit to transform souls, lives reconnected to Jesus Christ. So, souls connected to the divine. Our souls have a living relationship with the divine. What was separated at the fall of humanity has been restored. In Jesus Christ, we've been reconciled to God through faith. The deposit of faith and new life has genuinely saved our souls. The Holy Spirit continues to work the work of reconciliation and renewal. 2 Timothy 1 verse 14, guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit that lives in us. So where does the Holy Spirit live? In us, in our souls. What are our souls? Our souls are the body God gave us and the spirit, the consciousness God gave us. We don't understand all the specifics of all of these things, but we experience the truth of it, that we have a body. We know, we feel that. We also have a spirit. We have thinking. We have feeling. We experience our hearts that are our religious center, our wanters. And all of this is real in a transformational way. You know, when people turn from darkness and are born again, it's that soul is born again. Now, is it the body part? No. It is the spiritual part. But even saying parts like that could be reductionistic. So there's a little bit mystical, but we all know it's there. You know, people will often say, like, how do we know there's a soul? You just live and you know. How do you know there's a spiritual side of you? You just know that's there. It's self-evident, and it's irresistibly self-evident. And the stories of the philosophers talking about the soul for since the time of Moses, that is something that is real and present. So why soul centers is because it's common ground. It's common ground with those who need that gospel, that transformation. So we call these local religious societies soul centers. And it's fine that they are a cell. It's fine that they are a church. It's fine they are a practice. But credentialed leaders serve the Lord by providing soul centers in their communities.